Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
It's a good thing to know that in the Father's house, that everything, anything is possible. God, we just thank you, Father, for what you're doing. God, we thank you, Father, that we can be your hands and feet. God, and even in times, God, where there's turmoil and there's, God, so many difficult things going on in the world, God, that we can be your solution, that we can be the answer. We can be part of the solution, God, that your body, that your church, God. God, as we come together, we are the answer. We are the hands and feet of Jesus. So, God, I thank you, Lord, that we can bless places like Haiti. We can bless other places as you lead us and as you enable us to do that, God. Because we want not just to be blessed, Father. We want to be blessed to be a blessing. We want, Father, to be people, God, that you can funnel, Father, your love and your help and your financial support and your care and your prayers through. So, God, thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. How's everybody doing today? Awesome, awesome. I'm excited because God has called us to be fully functional. Look at somebody and say, God has called you to be fully functional. God created us to be amazing masterpieces. Not broken, not messed up, not in toxic emotional situations, not living in heartbreak, but he called us to be fully functional, successful, happy people, full of joy, undefeated. How many believe that? Before we get into this, let me just pray, and I'm excited about what we're talking about today. God, I thank you, Lord, for your sons and daughters that are here today. God, that you would be a lamp unto their feet, a light unto their path, God, as they're on the journey that you've put them on. God, when you saved them and when you created them and you designed them, God, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you would give them some type of inspiration, some type of revelation, some type of instruction in your word today that will help them take what they're doing to another level. God, cause them to be successful because that's what your word does. It makes us prosper. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. So in the beginning, God created man and he was functional. God created woman and she was functional, fully functional, blessed, able to succeed in life. And then sin came in, and what happened was in came dysfunction. Somebody say dysfunction. And so since sin entered the world, we live in a world where things are out of place. Things don't function the way that they were designed to function. And so we live in this world, and it's not the paradise that it was designed to be. It's not the paradise that was designed. There's pain, there's suffering, there's hatred, there's prejudice, there's betrayal, there's envy, there's greed. There's all sorts of ills that the world faces because of this dysfunction. But that's not the way that God designed it. But here's the good news. Jesus came to fix our dysfunction. Jesus came to fix the dysfunction in the world and fix the dysfunction in us. And so to offer us a life that is rich and fully satisfying. So I want to talk to you about this. The title of the message today is dysfunctional. Dysfunctional. And I want to talk about this a couple of weeks because I think it's so important for us to understand that in this life, we were not designed to be broken. We were not designed to live that way. We were not designed to go throughout life with toxic emotions. We were not meant to continue day after day with heartbreak, unresolved issues, problems, brokenness in our family, brokenness in relationships. God has designed us to be fully functional. So let me read this for you. Let's start here at John 10:10. And so it says, the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy, but my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. So we begin to see the contrast here. While the enemy is at work to steal, to kill and to destroy, to break things, to cause them to be dysfunctional. God is at work through the person of Jesus Christ to give a rich and satisfying, a functional life. He wants to give us a life that is functional in the midst of a world that is full of dysfunction. God wants to offer us, through Jesus Christ, a life that is so rich and satisfying that it will surpass anything that you have expected or imagined. How many believe that? So on one side, we're born into a world that is dysfunctional, that is full of sin, that's full of pain, that's full of heartbreak. But we also have the offer of Jesus, which is to enter into a rich and satisfying life, and that we give our brokenness and dysfunction to him, and he takes it, he fixes us, and he puts us back together again. So now we become, as we were originally designed to be, fully functional human beings. He is the way. How do we get to this place of dysfunction? And what is the way out? Or more like, who is the way out? Because Jesus actually says it like this in John 14:6. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus is the way out of dysfunction. So whatever dysfunction that you might see in your life today, the answer is Jesus. He is the way out. A lot of times we think, well, it's this. It's if I just get help. Self-help. It self-medicate sometimes, right? And we do all these things to try to fix ourselves when actually Jesus already gave us the offer to fix our dysfunction. Come to me, all those that are weary, heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you bring your dysfunction to me, I'm going to make you once again fully functional. And that's what Jesus demonstrated. When people came to him, when they were broken, they were oppressed, they were sick in their bodies, Jesus brought healing. He brought functionality back to their life. So he is the way out of our dysfunction. How do we get to fully functional life that we crave? You know, when we experience loneliness, when we experience rejection, when we experience disappointment, the only way is actually to follow Christ. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. So in our world, we have all these different coping mechanisms. You've seen it, right? You've gone down the self-help aisle, and that's good. It's good to be well-read, you know. It's good to get some therapy sometimes. But let me tell you something. If Jesus doesn't get put firmly in the center of your life, your marriage, your family, it's not going to be functional. All the self-help, all the therapy in the world isn't going to fix it if you don't put Jesus in his place. So in our world, we have all these coping mechanisms. And we can experience, you know, pieces of joy or pieces of fulfillment. But the only way to get the full picture is Jesus Christ. You know, the great trick of the enemy is to not understand where everything is going. I don't know how many people like puzzles. Sometimes I like a good puzzle. Sometimes a puzzle can frustrate me, but sometimes I like a good puzzle. And so you lay all the pieces out, right, on the table, and it's just a big mess, right, at first. And then you start seeing, okay, well, I can put this piece and this piece and this piece together, and I got this piece and this piece and this piece together. But then the problem is, I'm not seeing the picture. I'm not seeing the full vision of what it's supposed to be. And then I get the idea, maybe you've had this idea, I'm going to get the corner pieces, right? The corner pieces, and that's going to help me start to frame what the picture is supposed to look like. Now follow me for a second. When you begin to get Jesus involved in the middle of your mess and dysfunction, he's going to begin to frame the picture so you can see the vision that God has for your life. Without Jesus framing your life, you're not going to see the vision that God has for your life. The Bible says that he is the cornerstone, and that God is building a house out of living stones, but first we have to have the chief cornerstone. We have to have the corner pieces, which is Jesus Christ. Your life is not going to make sense. Your life is not going to come together if it doesn't have Jesus in all the places Jesus belongs. But when we start putting Jesus in his place, oh, all the other puzzle pieces start to come together. Could I get just a little bit more of this mic? So here's the great trick. Here's the great trick of the enemy. And this is what I call the perversion of purpose. The perversion of purpose. And this is tricky, right? We see it all throughout our culture, and it can confuse your thought process on things. Because when someone has a God-given gift on their life, and that gift is going to do what it was designed to do. So if somebody was designed by God to be a powerful business person, guess what's going to happen when they start doing business? It's going to be blessed. So whether they're living right or not living right, that is the purpose on their life, so it's going to be blessed. But that doesn't mean that there isn't dysfunction that you don't see. They could have $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $1 billion in their bank account because they were designed to be a powerful business person by God. But the perversion of purpose is always going to cause dysfunction. You may not see it. You may only see the trappings of success and the beautiful car and the beautiful house. And this is the trick and trap of the perversion of purpose. The Bible says the gifts of God, let me read it for you. Romans 11:29, the gifts of God and his call are irrevocable. Irrevocable. That means if somebody was designed to give God glory and sing and praise God, and they go into the world and they start to sing, people are going to be like, man, that person sings amazing. I just feel attracted to that person. There's a magnetism behind that person's voice because it's the perversion of purpose. It's the perversion of purpose when we use our gift solely for ourselves. It's the perversion of purpose when we use our gift in a godless or selfish way. Because all of our giftings created by God were created by God, and they were designed to point to God and bring glory to God. Doesn't mean you won't be blessed in your gift, but it was always meant, we were always designed to point to God. We were always designed to be a reflection of God in his image, in his likeness. We weren't designed in our own image. So when we see that, it can be tricky, because we look and we see, oh man, this person seems like they have it all. And they don't come to church. They don't read their Bible. They don't, but man, they got the bank account is full. It's fat. They're driving that beautiful car that I want. And so we don't realize there's a perversion of purpose at work. They were designed to do something, and they're doing it, and the God-given gift is going to do what the God-given gift is going to do. All God-given gifts were designed to point back to God, but when we misuse our gifts, we use them to point to ourselves. It looks successful on the outside, but they're missing the most important puzzle pieces, the God puzzle pieces. Somebody can look, their Instagram feed is tight, family smiling. It looks great, but behind the Instagram feed is a marriage that's broken, is a person that's crying on their pillow at night because there's brokenness, there's dysfunction. There will always be dysfunction when there is a lack of God. We were not designed to be able to maintain without the presence of God. The presence of God is life and breath and strength and purpose and identity and calling. I can have the semblance, the appearance of success, but what people don't see is the dysfunction. Without Jesus, something will always not function correctly. And I know that's the tricky thing. It's the perversion of purpose. We look at our unsaved friends and we say, man, I want that. I want that car that they have. Or I want that house that they have. But you don't realize the dysfunction that they have with it, because God is missing. This is the stuff people don't want to show you on the Instagram feed. Looking at someone else and their success, and we start to think it's purely natural. Oh man, that person is so talented. Talent? No. gift from God. It's the gifts of God. The gifts of God that cause us to really excel in a certain things. Yes, you study to show yourself approved. You got to put the work in also, right? You got a gift. You can't sit on the gift, right? How many seen somebody sit on a God-given gift? My dad used to tell the story of this guy. It's like he was so good at basketball, but he didn't put the work in to be disciplined, right? So he had all this talent, but he would make poor decisions in life, and he fouled out of his opportunities to be in the NBA. So he would just go to the park, and he'd just wreck it. He dribbled circles around people, slam dunk. He was just like, looked like Michael Jordan playing with children. But he didn't put the work in. But there's two parts. But we see somebody, they put the work in and they got a God-given gift. They're not living right. So they got this success and this illusion of success and this partial success and partial satisfaction, but dysfunction behind the scenes. James 1:17. We understand where the gifts come from. We understand where the purpose, where the design, it comes from the designer. It says, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from our Father, from God our Father, who created all of the lights in heaven. He created all the heavens. He created all the earth. He never changes or casts any shifting shadow. So we understand if there's something that I'm doing good, it's because God gave me that capacity to do that. No, yes, I might have practiced a bunch of hours to be better and to really fine-tune it. Johnny, you probably practiced hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of drums. But God gave you the latent potential and the God-given gift. And that's just what happens when we partner with the God-given gift. But all good gifts come from God. It's how we use that gifts that make the difference. If I use my gift selfishly or godlessly, I'll be successful, but I'll be dysfunctional. If I use my gift for God, to honor God, to point to God, I will be successful, but also fully functional. I'll live a happy, a full life. True satisfaction only comes from Christ. When we line up our lives and our giftings with Him, we will discover the greatest fulfillment of all. There is nothing as fulfilling as knowing you are using your God-given gift the way God wants you to use it, the way God designed you to use it. When Jesus is not the center, our lives suffer. But when Jesus is the center, our lives prosper. Jesus is the only one that brings healing. He's the only one that brings salvation. He's the only one that brings peace. He is the way. He is the way to life. So we can search all over. We can search on the self-help aisle. We can search trying to do it man's way. But we'll not find peace and fulfillment outside of Jesus being the centerpiece. Without Him, I will always have something missing, something broken, something lacking. There will be a piece that is missing. A secular-minded person may be successful in all the ways that you can see, but there's a much larger areas of the puzzle that are still broken and lacking. I want us, because just because you're saved doesn't mean you don't experience some type of dysfunction or brokenness. I want to invite you to bring your dysfunction to the Lord. Jesus not only wants to offer us salvation, He wants to offer us functionality. So that we don't have to live day after day in heartbreak, in toxic emotions. I've seen so many good people, people that I like, people that I love, and they walk around in dysfunctional, toxic emotions. And it causes them to make poor decisions or behave poorly. Why? Because they're not fully functional. God designed us to be fully functional, like him. Let's invite him in to whatever our brokenness, whatever is lacking, whatever is missing in our life. Will you close your eyes for a moment with me? And just invite him. Whatever it is, just under your breath, just say it. God, I invite you into fill in the blank. God, I invite you into fill in the blank. Whatever it is that is hurting, whatever is broken, whatever, if it's loneliness, if you're frustrated about something, something is not in its proper place. Invite him into that. Whatever the dysfunction is, invite him in right now. As believers, his promise over us is to bless us and add no sorrow with it. That's what his word says. The blessing of the Lord will make you rich, not just financially, will make you rich, like your heart is overflowing. You're satisfied. You go to bed at night and you're like, yes, this is good. At the end of the day, you're saying what God said at the end of the week when he created. He said, this is good. That's what Jesus said every day. He said, created this, created that. This is good. That's what God wants for us. Nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing missing. He gives us his blessing and adds no sorrow with us. Invite God in and say, God, what is it that is broken? What is it that's dysfunctional right now? Is it a relationship? Is it a family member? Is it a family relationship? Is it something financially? What is broken? What is dysfunctional? God wants to bless you with a blessing that is completely functional. God wants to wipe every tear from your eye. He wants to wipe out poverty if it's touching your finances. He wants to fix brokenness in your emotions. God wants to redeem every time you've been betrayed, mistreated. God wants to make you fully functional. God, I pray for each and every person that's here today. God, these are your sons, your daughters, and you want your very best for them. God, if there's any dysfunction, if there's anything lacking, anything out of place in their life, God, we surrender that to you right now and say, Jesus, I need you. I need you in the midst of this dysfunction. Jesus, I need you to step into this dysfunctional part of my life and bring healing. Bring your functionality. Bring your, God, mend the broken hearts. Mend the broken areas of my life today. God, I thank you, Father, that you would touch us, God. Minister life and strength. God, it's not your desire for us to walk around broken. It's not your desire for us to walk around and stuff is missing. God, and we're still dealing with pain from things that have gone on in our past. God, I thank you for you reaching in and intervening in Jesus' name. Just take a moment. Just let the Holy Spirit just touch your heart right now. Sometimes we're carrying stuff that we don't even know we're carrying. Just allow God to touch your heart, touch your spirit, touch your mind today.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.